and welcome to another Health Services Division podcast. I'm Susan Altman, and today we're going to be talking about fall prevention. In particular, are the LCS Fall Prevention Awareness Campaign, which launches at the Leadership Summit in Kansas in July. With me today is Candy Olinger and Tony Galvan.
Hello, Candy. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Susan.
Hey, Susan.
So just to give you a little history of how we got here, we have a very collaborative approach with risk, with the LCS Risk Management Department. So HSD, Health Services Division, and Risk Management meet routinely and regularly to discuss all the risk areas that are significant in our health centers. And really in our communities in general. So we realized that through identification of some specific data, there was a need to heighten awareness around fall prevention. So this came out of the data that was collected in 2017 surrounding falls, injury, litigation, liability. So that's just kind of the history and the why behind the whole thing. And I'd like to ask Candy if she'll share a little bit about our session and what our listeners can expect.
Sure, Susan. We're going to be sharing some very exciting, interactive, and educational information at this session in regards to falls. Our goals at the session are to increase knowledge of fall trends, also to understand strategies for mitigating fall exposures, and to provide tools to create an effective fall awareness campaign. We also have some startling statistics, and they are startling. For example, LCS as a company experienced over 3,500 falls last year.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and 200 of those resulted in either significant injury or death.
Mm.
Some other things that we're going to share, we're going to share stories, personal stories, so we can learn from each other. And we also have hot topics, what's new, what's changed, learn from not just us, but from the audience. And then we're going to also discuss 7 key tactics that every community should do, including ideas for prevention. So on that topic of prevention, I'm going to give it to you, Tony. I know you've got some information for us on that topic.
Well, as you both know, we've been just really fortunate to have a committee that's helped us get to this point, this interdisciplinary multifunctional group. So I want to take a little bit of time and just share with the audience some of who those members are and how they've been a part of really establishing the different tools and resources that communities are going to have access to as they go through our session and more importantly, as they look to implement this at their community. So we're fortunate to be represented by a couple of operational leaders within our organization. So on the rental side, Julie Osley has done a nice job of letting us know how this should look and feel within rental. And Richard Funk on the life plan side. You know, any success that this is going to have, as the both of you know, like with a lot of our initiatives, it's top down, right? Mm-hmm. And so DOMS being supportive and them getting their EDs and administrators on board is going to be crucial. So, you know, we really want to thank Richard and Julie for their support. We also know that a lot of how successful this is going to be lies in the hands of our nurse consultants. And so again, we'd like to thank Sandy Toole and Barbara Biedenball for their help with getting this in front of the nursing team and within the communities and across all of the levels of care. So they've been bringing some great ideas, gonna help us connect the dots with the clinical programs that this initiative touches. Not limited to some of those folks, we've been fortunate. We're gonna really try to connect the dots with the sales and marketing side of things. So Cindy Nelson is helping us with some ideas there. Again, we want to make sure that this is going to work at the community level from an operations standpoint. So on the life plan side, we've had some administrative support from Ashley Guerin. So she's helping us understand how this is going to look and feel from an administrator's lens, which is crucial. And we really have tried our best to broaden our scope. We know that at LCS, we have a lot of resources at our fingertips. So we're able to leverage a lot of our vendor relationships in particular, we want to go ahead and do that. So we have Care Purchasing Services, CPS, helping us connect the dots with all the vendors. So audience members and participants can look forward to just getting more information on what vendors can help them with their fall prevention awareness initiatives. So that's going to be key. Direct Supply in particular has a lot of programs, products, and resources that they could bring to the table. So we're going to look forward to them doing that. We know that there's a strong pharmaceutical component to what we're doing as well. So again, we have our CPS friends helping us to bring those resources to the table. And another member of our Health Services Division, Meredith Mull, our Director of Rehab Standards, she's working so closely with our therapy and rehab vendors. We know that they are critical to communities preventing falls, raising awareness amongst our residents and amongst our staff as well. So we can't get too far unless our rehab and therapy vendors are on board as well. So they have a variety and wealth of tools and resources that they're going to bring to the table as well. So we appreciate Meredith connecting the dots there. And lastly, just from a leadership standpoint, we want to thank Stephen Still for putting this in front of Operations Council. Again, any sort of acceptance and penetration that this program will have needs that operational support. So we appreciate that. And our Health Services Division leader, Blake Gilman, again, who's really being a great support and resource as we get this in place. So we're excited, as to where we're going with this. And Susan, I want to just throw it back to you here to talk a little bit about just some of the specific work that the committee has done and where we're going with this.
Thank you, Tony. A special shout out to the Fall Prevention Awareness Campaign Committee. We established this committee 2-3 months ago, and everybody's been working really hard to really help establish a very healthy toolbox for our communities. So the plan moving forward is that we're going to launch this in July at the Leadership Summit, as I mentioned before. So after this session, and we plan to bring a lot of the items that will be in the toolbox to the session, so you can touch them and feel them and see them and see if it's right for your community. And then on September 22nd, we're going to prepare our communities to launch their own community-wide fall prevention awareness campaign that will then go throughout the rest of the 2018. So, Candy, you might ask, why would the community-wide prevention awareness campaign begin and be launched on September 22nd?
Is it the first day of fall?
It is. It's the first day of fall. So anyway, that's the plan, and we're really excited about it. We think that we're going to be able to provide the communities all the tools to really launch their own community-wide campaign. And our committee is designed to help any community get that launched. So I think that's about all that we have to say. We look forward to, I hope you all attend. You can't all attend the session in July, but I hope you have signed up to attend the session in July. And if you don't attend, at least stop by and look at the table outside the room, because there's going to be a lot of tools that will be available for your community. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you later.
Legal disclaimer. Life Care Services, LLC is not engaged in rendering legal advice. Therefore, any information provided in this podcast, although intended to be correct, is also not intended to replace or supersede the advice of your legal counsel. Also, thank you to Ben Sounds for the music provided in this podcast.